The insights brought by the Doubao phone, AI devices that replace mobile phones. It might still be a mobile phone. Hello everyone, welcome to the award-winning Stories YouTube channel. The Doubao phone was launched on December 1st in a very humble and cautious manner. First of all, it's called an engineering prototype or a technical demonstration version, and only 30,000 units were made. They didn't make any more, and they didn't say, after I release it, everyone should quickly cooperate with me, or anything like that. It was released in a very humble way. This machine should be based on the Nubia M153 configuration from ZTE, which is considered a standard flagship phone configuration. Qualcomm Snapdragon flagship chip, 16 plus 256 memory, 3 rear cameras, and 1 front camera. That's roughly the situation. The standard flagship price is around 3,000 yuan. The exact price isn't really important, and the exact configuration isn't important either. Only one thing in the configuration is important, homogenization. Nowadays, if you don't look at the brand, you can't tell the difference between phones. They're completely homogenized. A large slab, a large screen, 2 or 3 cameras on the back, 1 camera on the front, and that's it. Maybe some buttons on the side, and that's all. So, current mobile phones are homogenized. If you want to achieve something high-end on this basis, you can only invent patriotic stories. Otherwise, you really can't achieve high-end status. Even Apple phones aren't much better in terms of homogenization, right? The things we just talked about, if you take out an Apple phone, isn't it also a large slab, with cameras on the back and one on the front? Overall, there's not much difference. So, the homogenization of mobile phones is very serious now. However, there are many things that can be done because it uses a simulated click method, directly infiltrating various. The application directly clicks on WeChat for you, clicks on Alipay for you, clicks on games for you, and does everything for you. You can use it directly. For example, I want to have lunch now, help me check what coupons and discounts are available, help me find the most suitable meal set, and compare them across different platforms. I want to order this takeout, and this app can do all of that directly, which is definitely something traditional mobile phones can't do. When such a phone is released, a conflict is inevitable. Traditional phones all operate in a sandbox mode. What does sandbox mode mean? Whether it's Apple or Android, we have a large operating system, and every application below it is in a sandbox. Everyone can only access their own data. This is relatively safe. For example, when I used to work on cleaning tools at China Mobile, what we had to do was break through the sandbox because we had to delete the junk files of other applications. But this was later restricted by Android. Apple never allowed it, and Android originally allowed it, but later stopped allowing it. Now, this app says, I want to break through the sandbox, go into WeChat, go into this bank account, help you make payments, go into Alipay, go to Meituan and Douyin's food delivery platforms, and see which one is cheaper. It wants to do these things, which is definitely something that large platforms and super apps cannot tolerate. Who was the first to react? WeChat. It directly blocked it. As long as you start WeChat on your phone, WeChat will immediately exit, saying, sorry, I found a malicious program in the background, a hacker is trying to attack me, so I'm exiting. If you insist on logging in, it will block your account. Then everyone got scared, because if your WeChat account is blocked, that person is not just one person. It's a personal matter. For example, if I want to prove who I am now, I need to find it on WeChat. My driver's license, ID card, bank card, and all kinds of payment methods are all in there. So WeChat is saying, through this method, that you can't use the Doubao app on your phone. Doubao made some concessions and fixes. It no longer monitors WeChat on the phone, and it won't execute any tasks related to WeChat. After taking this step back, WeChat logged in, and any program that dares to monitor WeChat or run in the background will be blocked from logging in. If you can manipulate WeChat from the outside, let's not talk about other things. The simplest thing is grabbing red envelopes, you'll be incredibly fast. Before, we often said that I was sleeping, someone sent a red envelope in the group, and I missed a fortune after waking up. Now you don't need to worry about that. You can directly let Doubao monitor in the background, and it will automatically grab the red envelope as soon as someone sends it. But WeChat doesn't allow you to do this. It's very, very dangerous for WeChat. After WeChat, Taobao, Alipay, Agricultural Bank of China, China Construction Bank, and other applications were also blocked. If you want to access Taobao, Alipay, China Construction Bank, or Agricultural Bank of China through Doubao's AI agent, it's not allowed. As soon as it detects simulated clicks, it will directly log out. If you repeatedly log in and the account is blocked, using this method to fight back, Doubao made some adjustments. The adjustments are that it no longer operates on Taobao, Alipay, Agricultural Bank of China, China Construction Bank, and other various financial institution apps. It's taking a step back. What else is included? Things like checking in automatically, it doesn't do that anymore either. Because if you can automatically check in, it's unfair to those who diligently check in manually, so it's not doing that anymore. It also doesn't participate in some games anymore. You could say I'm clumsy, I can't play games. Now, with this AI playing for me, I'm not even bothering to play anymore. Why? Because once you use a system like this AI to play games for you, for example, if you play a game that requires manual dexterity, that's one thing. But what if you play a game where both sides are gambling? For example, if we use this AI to play 24-point card game against other people, who can win against you? The AI calculates 24 points so quickly. Given 4 cards, how do you add, subtract, multiply, and divide to get 24? Ordinary people definitely can't play against it, so the AI says it won't play this game either. This applies to anything related to payments, sensitive operations, fairness, swiping cards, and games like the 24-point game we just discussed. They've all been withdrawn. Why do WeChat and Alipay want to control this ecosystem? They say, I can't allow you to come in, I must block it. Security is indeed an unavoidable problem. We used to develop cloud-based virtual mobile phones. You could imitate various operations on them, imitate joining other people's WeChat groups, group chats, sending messages, and some people even said they were trading stocks, joining a stock trading WeChat group, and later found that out of 200 plus people in the group, only he was a real person. Everyone else was a bot. We've invested in such cases before. This is absolutely unacceptable for WeChat. It's too easy to scam people. So security is indeed an unavoidable problem. Banks like China Construction Bank and Agricultural Bank of China do have a responsibility for security audits, but WeChat and Alipay are more interested in keeping traffic on their own platforms, creating a closed loop of traffic, and earning excessive profits within that traffic. So, regardless of whether these platforms have ulterior motives, isn't it a good thing for users to be safer? Someone once said, users can give up their privacy and all security for convenience. These things are meaningless. Who said that? Li Hong, the CEO of Baidu, said that. When he was developing Baidu's mobile assistant, people asked him, how can you infringe on user privacy? He said, as long as I provide convenience to users, they won't mind. This kind of thing is something you can do but shouldn't say. There's nothing wrong with doing it itself, and users will indeed vote with their feet. But if you stand up and say it, it's a bit excessive. Of course, platforms will definitely prioritize monetization and their own interests, loudly proclaiming security and saying that you cannot infringe on user privacy or do these unsafe things. Who is the most excessive in this regard? It's Apple. Apple claims that it must be secure and must protect user privacy. We hide all this data, but what does Apple ultimately gain? Originally, companies like Facebook could use some of Apple's data to select users, saying, I'll show this ad only to this group of people, and another ad to another group. This way, they could increase the click-through rate for each ad. They originally had access to some data to obtain this information. Later, Apple said, no, I have a box of radishes here. You can't just pick the good ones. You have to buy the rotten ones, small radishes, and good radishes together at a unified price. Quote, in reality, privacy protection is the biggest benefit for companies like Apple. So, are there any other ways to deal with the walled garden approach? Yes. Huawei's Harmony OS has its own way of doing things. It builds its own house, sets its own rules, and invites those willing to abide by the rules to move in. How does it control WeChat? Harmony OS can control WeChat. Harmony OS, within the system, it's still a walled garden, with each app operating independently and not allowed to access data from other apps. However, Harmony OS is demanding that WeChat open up many interfaces. Harmony OS has a dedicated AI agent interface, and it's requiring WeChat to integrate with it. This way, if WeChat integrates with HarmonyOS's own AI, called Xiaoyi, it can access some internal WeChat functions through these interfaces, including payment and subscription to content. It can do all of this directly through this interface. But the way it works is, I demand that you open the interface, I give you the interface specifications, but whether or not you open it and how you open it is up to WeChat to decide. Everyone is negotiating based on a unified protocol. The reason WeChat had such difficulty being compatible with Harmony OS before is that it was unwilling to integrate many interfaces. But Harmony OS said you must integrate, there was such a mandatory requirement, and WeChat struggled with them for a long time. However, WeChat can control exactly which interfaces are given what permissions. Today's Douyin, TikTok, doesn't bother with all that negotiation. It doesn't discuss anything with you. It directly reads all the information on the screen, analyzes it, and then simulates clicks. The way Harmony OS operates is quite domineering. I built the house, I set the rules, I invite you to move in, but you must abide by my rules. This is a relatively domineering approach. What is Douyin doing? I'm not going to tell you anything. I have a new building here. If you dare to come in, I don't have any rules either. I'll just break into your house, and I'll do whatever I want, and you can't say anything because you don't have the ability to stop me, because it directly cooperates with mobile phone manufacturers to obtain the highest permissions. So these are two different approaches. As mentioned earlier, WeChat, Taobao, Alipay, China Construction Bank, and Agricultural Bank of China have blocked Douyin's AI, so Douyin has made various concessions. What will happen next? Why? Because they previously released 30,000 engineering prototypes and technical demonstration boards, distributing them in a very humble way, and they sold out instantly. They were gone as soon as they were released, and now the resale price of these phones has doubled. Originally priced at over 3,000 yuan, they can now be sold for over 10,000 yuan on the second-hand market. Some people are even renting these phones for 1,600 yuan a day. You can't even rent a Xiaomi car for 600 yuan a day. Imagine renting a phone for 600 yuan a day. Many people want to try the product to see how it is, and many users, after using it or reviewing it, feel that this might be the future direction. Will ByteDance quickly work overtime to make another one? No, they said the next batch will be released at the end of next year. During this year, they won't do anything, just collect data, retrain the model, and make various adjustments. So why don't they do anything in the meantime, or why don't they want to make their own phones? Because they are very clear about how this type of phone operates. Not only are WeChat and Alipay unwilling to cooperate, but some laws and regulations also don't allow it. Existing laws and regulations require that each application can only collect the necessary user privacy and then provide services to users based on that. Under any circumstances, if you collect user privacy beyond the necessary scope, you will be warned and blocked. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology will directly name and shame them. Therefore, we can only call them engineering prototypes or technical demonstration versions. We cannot quickly roll them out. Moreover, in such a regulatory environment, directly competing with major mobile phone manufacturers and major super app providers is not worthwhile, because if you produce a large quantity, you will definitely be targeted by government agencies. So they won't do it now. They won't do anything for the next year, and they'll come out again at the end of next year. It's alive, but in this situation, it has already set an example for everyone. Future mobile phones might be like this. We will no longer be constrained by these apps and these limitations. We can let the phone completely execute a cross-app task. For example, we can compare which of JD Delivery, Meituan Delivery, and Taobao Express has cheaper meal deals, directly place an order, see who issued coupons, and how to calculate the coupons. It can directly do this, which is very cool. Many services will definitely change this year. More products and services will choose to directly provide MCP or improve their G-optimization. What is G-optimization? Everyone knows that SEO is search engine optimization, and G-optimization is generative AI optimization, making it easier to be selected by AI agents. In the past, many websites had to do SEO, but now many websites have to do G-optimization. So, in the future, many services may also need to do G-optimization so that AI agents can better select them. Therefore, these services and products will be more open to AI agents. This is the story that should happen this year. There is a famous saying, after we leave, they will build schools and hospitals for you, and they will raise your wages. This is not because they have a change of heart, nor because they have become good people, but because we have been here. Quote. Who said this? The Doubao phone is playing such a role in the entire mobile phone ecosystem. AI hardware might be another type of phone, which is our title. After AI came out, many people tried to create the next generation of AI hardware, with AI and various AI devices. They are all trying to avoid making themselves look like a mobile phone. But after seeing the Doubao phone today, I found that there is nothing wrong with the next AI device continuing to look like a mobile phone. The problem isn't with the hardware. It's just about getting rid of the operating system and apps inside. The hardware itself, in its current form, is already very good. A large, completely standardized piece of hardware, with a camera on the back, a camera on the front, a screen, maybe a few buttons for turning it on and off, and volume control. That's enough. We don't need anything else. This is a form of smart device that we have already verified through the actual use of smartphones, and it's perfectly fine to continue using this form. So, what's the difference between these devices and the original mobile phones? Here, we need to understand something. Purpose, means, and first principles. We want to socialize, to connect with people. This is our purpose. Using WeChat is the means, right? We need to understand this. The so-called first principle is that we only care about the purpose, the result. The means are unimportant. The means can be redefined. Let's look at those people who were fighting against smartphones before. What were they actually doing? They were all focused on the means. WeChat is a means. Our ultimate goal is to communicate with others. Alipay is a means. Our ultimate goal is payment. So, as long as the payment process is packaged through MCP, we no longer need Alipay. We can directly achieve our goal and let the AI handle the result. Therefore, by following the principle, we can abandon the means and directly achieve the purpose. Will there still be people continuing to build walled gardens? Yes, but these walled gardens will be increasingly squeezed out. Eventually, people will say, "Forget it, I won't use it," and that's the end of it. Future services will no longer require you to verify your identity before you can use them. It won't be like that anymore. Instead, you'll write your resume or functional description and directly register it on the AI agent. The AI agent comes out to flip the cards. In the future, it might become a situation like this. By simulating clicks, it's like directly tearing down houses, which has already intimidated these companies that make super apps. It shows everyone how users use voting mechanisms to choose services. For example, if a company wants users to book hotels, or Mate One wants users to order takeout through their platform, then in the future, these companies might simply say, "I provide the service, and you AI agents can choose for yourselves." They will optimize their services through generative AI to gain favor with the AI, saying, "Next time you book a hotel, prioritize recommending mine." Of course, ultimately, it's not just about doing generative AI. Ultimately, you still have to pay for access, but in the future, this access fee will be collected by companies like Doubao and OpenAI. Previously, with WeChat mini programs, if I wanted others to find me within the WeChat mini program, I had to pay Tencent for access. In the future, I can just pay Doubao. The AI will decide which functions to use in the process of completing a project based on the function descriptions. In the future, it will directly achieve results like this, and when the AI agent can truly operate, more detailed differences and matching will become possible. For example, when we use Meituan or Pinduoduo now, there are many coupons, various packages, and various deals. This can't get any more complicated because it's already reached its limit of complexity. I'm already basically overwhelmed by all these options. But with AI, even the most complex packages can be understood and implemented by the AI. For example, I've already stipulated that people who drink pu'er tea will get a discount on my tangerine peel today. I like to buy pu'er tea from Zhongshan shop and tangerine peel from Li Sis shop. It used to be like that. We would look at what kind of discount Zhongshan's pu'er tea has, and what kind of discount Li Sis dried tangerine peel has. But this time, Zhongshan's pu'er tea and Wang Wu's dried tangerine peel are doing a joint promotion. Originally, it would be very difficult for us to do such complex comparisons, but now, we can get everything done at once. He said that after bundling them together, they found that Wang Wu's dried tangerine peel didn't seem to have very good reviews, so let's not bundle them together. Let's still buy Zhongshan's pu'er tea and Li Sis dried tangerine peel. It will make the decision for you. All these complex operations can be realized, and then the transactions will become more active, which is definitely the most important thing. Moreover, future games may no longer be about who can calculate 24 points faster than others. There may be more intuitive and immersive entertainment methods, allowing us to enjoy greater pleasure with the help of AI. This may be the form of future game entertainment. Most simply, when we watch TV series now, the series is already filmed and cannot change according to my personal preferences. But with AI, it can completely change according to my personal preferences. If I like a certain character played by a certain star, then that character will appear in front of me played by that star. If I want a new branch in a certain part of the story, or if someone should die earlier, or if someone shouldn't die, then AI can generate these things in reality. In this case, there is no need for recommendations anymore. It will directly know what I need and directly generate what I like best. Perhaps the entire entertainment industry will change in the future, and even some existing technologies that were too complex to promote will become feasible. It can also be widely popularized and promoted with the help of AI agents. This concept is called smart contracts. With smart contracts, these AI agents can automatically read the various instructions of the smart contracts and then decide whether to help you fulfill these contracts. Therefore, the future of intelligence should be a smart device that looks like a mobile phone but has a completely new system. What exactly is a so-called native AI phone? It's a device controlled by AI agents, capable of handling more complex business logic, breaking through the limitations of apps, and solving various problems. Whether it looks like a current mobile phone is completely irrelevant, that's just the form. What's truly important is our ability to solve problems. So, who is most likely to take the next step? To truly create such an AI smart device, we shouldn't even call it a phone anymore. Existing super apps won't just sit idly by. WeChat, Taobao, and Alipay don't necessarily have to be used by users. Users need to achieve their goals, not necessarily contact you through WeChat. They just need to contact you. To achieve more important goals, users are willing to give up and sacrifice some things. I remember when the iPhone 1 was released, the battery life wasn't very good. It needed to be charged every day. The continuous talk time was only about 50 minutes or so, which was incomparable to other phones at the time. Other phones could last 2 or 3 days on standby, and some could even last a week, with several hours of continuous talk time. But people were willing to give up these less important things in order to use the iPhone. I remember a famous quote from a user at the time, "If Steve Jobs thinks we only talk for 50 minutes a day, a phone call is enough, so let's just talk on the phone for 50 minutes every day." I don't know how long everyone else spends on phone calls every day now, but I haven't made phone calls for a long time. Even if I need to have a voice call with someone, I use WeChat or Discord. I won't make direct phone calls anymore. Now, the only calls I receive, besides those from food delivery services, are spam calls. The phone has completely become something dispensable, even something burdensome. Therefore, some services will be abandoned as users choose to give up on long standby time and long talk time. They feel that social interaction is more important. Note that what defeated phone calls and text messages wasn't the iPhone. What was it then? It was Twitter and Facebook. The reason the iPhone was successful is, on the one hand, its design was indeed very good, and on the other hand, and very importantly, the social networks at the time had become so large that people felt they could browse Twitter and Facebook on their phones, they could take photos anytime and post them anytime. This is the core underlying logic that truly defeated the need for phone calls and text messages. So, ultimately, the purpose always defeats the means. It's impossible to say that I can hijack your purpose through means. And what about those who are unwilling to compromise, such as other mobile phone manufacturers? They were eventually eliminated, like Nokia, which completely disappeared in the end. Banks themselves don't need this traffic. They only need to provide basic services. They will compromise, of course, not through methods like simulated clicks. They will still provide MCP or similar interfaces to provide corresponding services to agents, or there are some third parties willing to take on the intermediary responsibility to create bank interfaces. It's possible. If a company already possesses a super app with massive traffic and a complete user ecosystem, then it's easier for them to succeed in the next step. For example, if you start from scratch, like Huawei, which initially had nothing but mobile phones, and then you create a new phone and ask people to use it, it's very difficult. They can only compete with giants like WeChat and Douyin for user traffic, which is very troublesome. But if you already have a super app and a user base, it's much easier. Take ByteDance, for example. It has Toutiao, Zigua Video, Douyin, including many programs within Douyin, Douyin Live, Douyin E-commerce, Douyin Group Buying, and Douyin Pay. It's a complete ecosystem. Therefore, it's easier for them to develop corresponding services. This time, the Douyin phone integrates very well with its own products. No one is going to block it. For example, Douyin wouldn't block the Douyin phone. Even if WeChat blocked the Douyin phone, people could say, we don't need WeChat for communication anymore. We have group chats and a chat tool within Douyin. We can just chat there. Quote, why do we have to chat on WeChat? It can be replaced because what we ultimately need to solve is the communication problem, not necessarily using WeChat. WeChat is just a means. As we just discussed, if I want to buy something, I don't need to go to Taobao. I can just buy it directly on Douyin. If I want to order takeout, I can do it on Douyin. Why go elsewhere? If I want to order a taxi, maybe Douyin will offer that service in the future. The obstacles to implementing this system will be much smaller. Other companies might say they don't want to cooperate with them, like WeChat. If you say I'm unwilling to accept your call, then so be it. What's the big deal? Maybe in a year or two, people will be willing to accept this. I won't chat with everyone on WeChat anymore. I'll just chat with you on Douyin, right? So, the possibility of ByteDance implementing this system is quite high. The second is RX, Musk's RX. Musk said, I want to create another WeChat. I want to create another super app. I want people to be able to do everything in it. He also has his own XAI Group's entire model system, and he can also make hardware. He can make cars, rockets, and satellites. So, it shouldn't be difficult for him to make the next generation of mobile phones. Therefore, X is also a company that could potentially go down this path. Google is definitely capable. The strongest model, Gemini 3, is in their hands, and the Android system is already theirs. Now Google is also saying that they are preparing to make a new operating system, and Android will still be phased out. OpenAI definitely also has a chance. OpenAI has already hired back the earliest iPhone designer, and they are actually doing similar things. When it comes to making AI hardware, don't get hung up on why it still looks like a mobile phone. That's not the problem. Solving user needs is the most important thing. Whether it looks like the original mobile phone is not important at all. Which platforms are relatively struggling? Meta is relatively struggling. It doesn't have its own large language model, and its large language model team is currently falling apart. If it can't develop its own large language model in the future, then it won't be able to go down this path. Tencent's situation is quite similar to Meta's. Although it's a super app and has a large number of users, it doesn't have a large language model, which is also quite painful for them. It's impossible for them to say, I'll hand it over to Dee after I've finished the whole thing. PZ, this is quite difficult. Apple's situation is actually very similar to theirs. They don't have their own model. The model belongs to someone else. Regardless of whether they end up using Gemini or OpenAI, this is very painful for them. You say that Apple doesn't have its own search engine now, and uses Google Search, yet Apple phones still sell for much more than others. Why is it different when it comes to AI? It's simple, homogenization will be even more severe in the AI era. What we want is just the phone. As long as it works, that's enough. The other added value and brand value of the phone are no longer important. So, for Apple to turn this around in the future, they either need their own large model, or they will be reduced to the same level as Nubia or Xiaomi, just producing homogenized devices. Therefore, this is also very painful for Apple. To summarize, the humane AI pin has broken through a barrier. It solved the problem by directly doing it without consulting anyone, demonstrating a possibility for the future, and proving to the entire industry that users like this interaction method and that user data can be collected in this way. For this demonstration, they used a very humble and cautious approach, producing only 30,000 engineering prototypes and technical demonstration units. After completion, they won't immediately update or iterate, nor will they cooperate with others, nor will they make their own phones. Instead, they will prepare to release the next version at the end of next year. They use this method to demonstrate a possibility to everyone. Future smart terminals may still look like phones, but the core will be completely different. Okay. That's the story for today. Thank you for listening. Please like, subscribe, and join our Discord discussion group. Friends who are interested and capable are also welcome to join our paid channel. Goodbye.